Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishma Asaram B'Yakushom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Chofei. The Gemara Amud Beis brings that all the people that are Pasul Eidus, when they do tshuva, so then you can reinstate them to be Kashul Eidus. But in order for them to do tshuva, it's not only enough for them to stop doing what they're doing, but they have to do a little bit more. The ones that are Mesachi B'Kubia, that they gamble, they have to do a chazor gemur dafilu bechinom lo yavdei. They won't gamble even for no money. And the ones who are malve beribis, they'll do chazor, they won't lend even for a goy. And so with the other examples. The Yad Ramah says over here, the reason is, she'oiz se tshuvo, tzich lekadesh atzmoim bimuta loy. Person does tshuvo, needs to do more than the general regular requirement. He needs to accept in himself an iser, which usually is mutter. He needs to do la'asoyis harachoka yeseiro, k'de shelo yavo oid l'di kilkul. He has to do more of a harachoka, not to do a kilkul. And this Yad Ramah reminds us of the Rambam, the Perek Beis, Milchus Deis, Halacha Beis, that he speaks about the refuah of midos. Person has a bad mido, how does he fix it? So says the Rambam, Kitzad Yerufu Asom, how do you fix it? How do you heal it? Mishu Baal Chemo, someone who has anger issues. Oimu Loi Lehanig Atzmo Yishim Huko Vekulo Lo Yargish Klal. You should go, be in a way that if someone goes and hurts him, he should not feel anything. V'yelech B'derech Zuz Ma Merube, you should do this for a long time. Ad Shete'oker HaChemo Milibo, until the anger leaves his heart completely. You should go to an extreme. And then the Rama continues, it says, then he'll go back to the middle ground, he'll go that way his whole life. So the Rama tells us, in order to fix a bad midah, you have to go to the other extreme, and then you can go back to the middle. I found that the Sefer Avodas HaMelech, which was written by the Moitz of Vilna about 100 years ago, he says this Rama, the source of this Rama, is our Gemara, Sanhedrin Chafei Amud Beis. That the tikkun for tshuva is to go to the extreme. But there is here a big chiddush. Because the Gemara says, the Gabi Malva Beribis, he can lend money even to a goy. The Rambam Shita in Perek Hei Milchus Malva V'loi V'Halocha Aleph is that there's a mitzvah asay to lend to a goy Beribis. She'nemar la'noichri toshich. V'pi ha'shmu alamdu she'zo mitzvah asay v'zo din toiro. The Rambam Shita is a mitzvah asay to lend to goy beribis. So the Lechemishna there on the spot asks, so how does the Gemara say that a person will do tshuva and he will not lend to a goy beribis, but lending a goy is a mitzvah? Should he stop doing a mitzvah in order to do tshuva? So he answers the Lechemishna in his first answer, it means more dechdei chayof. Because we learn in the Boa Metzio that a person should lend to a goy only what he needs to live, not more. So the Gemara says not to lend to a goy is more bichtei chayav. The second answer of the Chumash is the inami hosom gozru ribis afilu kidei chayav mishu de kevan du murgal ba'aveiro de ribis as la misrach. Because he's so used to doing ribis, if you tell him to do the mitzvah of ribis to give to a goy, he make him give a ribis to a Jew as well. And this idea Rav Tzodek HaKoyen in his Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik Ois Reishun Hei takes and he goes and he expands upon it. And he says when a person has to fix himself and he has to take something that he has wrong, not only that he has to go to the extreme, but he has to sometimes stop doing a mitzvah asay in order to fix that bad thing he does. As long as he's not doing a veir, he's just preventing himself from doing a mitzvah, so then he needs to prevent himself in order to fix what he's doing wrong. And that's the source for our Gemara. And he brings a few examples to this. I'll mention two. One, he says, after Am Yisrael did Chet HaEgel, so what did Am Yisrael want? Instead of Chet HaEgel, instead of the Egel, they wanted to have Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the punishment? Well, what was the tikkun? Moshe Rabbeinu put his tent outside of Machne Yisrael. They should not have connection to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a big mitzvah to see a tzaddik. But because they had to fix their cheshek to have a leader, they had to come and separate from the correct leader in order to fix that issue of Avodah Zarah. And then he says another thing, a fascinating idea, and he's marich in it. We'll say it here in short. He says when Mordechai heard that Achashverosh is going to be killed by Bigson Vaseresh, he went and told the plot to the king. Says the Tzaddik, why? Why are you saving the life of Achashverosh who stole Esther? Why would you do such a thing? So the Tzaddik is maich to say that the whole Aveiro of Am Yisrael under the Persian regime is because of Tzarus Ayn. Because the Persians are known to be a Tzar Ayn, to be stingy. And Am Yisrael was in that same, they were influenced by the Persians, and that's what brought them to do all the Aveiros that they did. He goes on to explain it. So he explains, that's why Mordechai didn't want to kill Achashverosh. Because he thought maybe part of the reason he wants to kill Achashverosh is because of Tzarus Ayn, because he's stingy to share Esther with Achashverosh. And even though it's a great mitzvah to get rid of Achashverosh, but if there's Tzarus Ayn involved in it, and this is what they have to be misaken, first you fix what you're doing wrong, first you fix the Ikar issue that Am Yisrael needs to fix, and Mimele from there will come the Geula. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.